Listen now to the first of our reports, which traces the long battle for equality by African Americans and the reasons why America still doesn't treat them as equals. Haven't black Americans achieved equality in the US yet?
Legally, they have. In reality, not at all. For sure, there have been major advances since the civil rights era of the 1960s. Some 10% of black households are now judged to be middle class, for instance, and black incomes have risen more over the past 40 years than any other demographic group in the USA. Compared to the segregated America of the 1960s, black families today can live in any neighborhood they wish if they have the money. But the bigger picture is far less positive. The black poverty rate is triple that of whites and has not significantly improved since the 1960s. Meanwhile, the war on drugs has introduced more racial injustice.
What is the war on drugs?
It's a policy that began under Richard Nixon, a Republican who was elected president in 1968, just after the civil rights laws were passed. In theory, it was a government-led campaign to combat the trade and use of illegal drugs by increasing prison sentences for drug dealers and users. But in practice, the police have always focused predominantly on black communities. Over the past 50 years, the campaign has led to an explosion in America's prison population, which quadrupled between 1980 and 2010. The single largest demographic group is black prisoners, despite the fact that blacks comprise only 12.5% of the U.S. population. The effects of these incarcerations are considerable. Criminal records result in lost voting rights and discrimination when it comes to job opportunities, education, and housing. Incarceration breaks up families, with 1 in 9 black children having a parent in prison. In the 1960s, women were the principal income earner of 20% of black households. That figure has now risen to 72%, suggesting a devastating breakdown of family life in the black community. This is why, for decades, the American Civil Liberties Union has been denouncing the war on drugs as the new Jim Crow.
What was Jim Crow?
Jim Crow, named after an early 19th century character, was the oppressive system that kept former slaves in servitude long after the Civil War ended in 1865. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution theoretically abolished slavery and gave black citizens the same rights as whites, able to own property and vote. But as soon as the amendments were passed, individual states introduced local Jim Crow laws that created a very different reality. Laws against vagrancy, for example, required a black man to show proof of employment in January each year. If he could not, he was considered to be a vagrant and sentenced to hard labor, which was slavery under another name. Similarly, Jim Crow laws could eliminate black voting rights by, for example, subjecting voters to a literacy test before they were eligible to vote. Other laws restricted the type of jobs that blacks were permitted to have. Most notoriously of all, Jim Crow laws enforced rigid racial segregation in all areas of daily life. It was all of this that the civil rights campaigners fought to end, a system that had ensured white supremacy for 100 years after the end of slavery. As soon as they succeeded, however, the war on drugs started. Consciously or not, it continued the oppression of the black community.
What can be done about racial inequality?
The Black Lives Matter protests have focused world attention on police brutality and racism. This may result in less oppression of blacks on the street, which would be a major advance, but it won't change the bigger problem, black poverty. This was the issue Martin Luther King was campaigning about when he was assassinated in 1968, and it has never been satisfactorily addressed. As well as the problems of day-to-day racism, African Americans are still experiencing the negative impact of their unique history. 40% of black households live below the poverty line, more than double the level of any other demographic group. In financial terms, for every $100 in savings that a white family has, a black family will have just $5.04. That massively impacts the life opportunities of many black children. Some prominent black activists say that the best way to help the community escape the legacy of slavery is for the U.S. state to pay them financial reparations for the wrong that was done to their ancestors. Martin Luther King was calling for something less radical but similar, an economic bill of rights that would abolish unemployment and guarantee everyone secure and adequate income and a home. We're still a long way from that dream.